Violent images of police clashing with protesters have become a regular feature of major international trade meetings. A new video game for adults called State of Emergency is capitalizing on that. The makers of the game are denying any ties to real events. Protesters, police, and some trade groups in Seattle are upset about what they say is an offensive distortion of what happened during the 1999 World Trade Organization meeting in Seattle. From member station KPLU, Bellamy Palethorpe reports.
Inside a grungy Seattle loft known as the Red Building Artists Collective, techno music booms from a stack of computers as two anti-WTO activists huddle around a large monitor.
Let's put it on a bigger screen.
Jeff Galvala and Mark Taylor Canfield are trying to see if a new video game has anything to do with the protests they were involved in late 1999.
Okay, now, we're going to go to State of Emergency.
Geometric shapes shift on the screen as a video preview comes up on the publisher's site. A cast of animated characters runs through the city, overturning cars and firing rocket launchers at police in riot gear. Players get points for attacking innocent bystanders and for looting stores. Broken glass and pools of blood fill the streets. The object of the game is to, quote, smash up everything and everyone in order to destabilize the oppressive American Trade Organization, or ATO. Taylor Canfield says that's a thinly disguised reference to the WTO, and despite the company's denials, he says many of the images he sees on the screen look a lot like the places where he protested in Seattle.
There was a row of cops just like that in front of the Paramount Theater while I was being interviewed by media, and they were doing that, banging their riot sticks against their equipment.
Taylor Canfield says he's disgusted by the way the game glorifies violence at the same time as it exploits the worldwide publicity gained when 50,000 mostly peaceful protesters took to the streets of Seattle. Most video game aficionados aren't worried about that. State of Emergency was named top PlayStation 2 game at the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles last month. Johnny Wilson, former editor-in-chief of Computer Gaming World, says that award is based mostly on technical innovation.
I think it's the fact that what you have is a 3D environment that is more dynamic than most. There's a lot of things you can't control at the same time that you're trying to control, and this is just something that's blowing up in your face.
But Ken Saucier, a 16-year veteran of the Seattle Police Department and himself an avid gamer, is not impressed. He was on the streets during the protests and resents being portrayed as the enemy.
During WTO, you know, we were labeled as the riot police, you know, in the Star Wars, you know, stormtrooper gear. But it's not like we keep a riot police in a special room, and when there's a riot, we bring them out. To actually develop a game that targets those people, you know, the ones who are risking their lives, that bugs me.
Others are simply laughing at the game. Margaret Levy teaches political economy and labor studies at the University of Washington. She finds it absurd that someone would think there's a market niche in this kind of anti-trade anarchy. Still, she's not surprised that the video game's villain is a trade group. It reflects a larger discomfort she says our culture has with the changes that global corporations and international trade are bringing.
You go to Paris and you see the same stores, the same mall kind of places that you see in Seattle. You go to virtually anywhere in the world and you see these same international corporations. And the sense of homogenization, of lack of concern for particular peoples, for particular cultures, I think that's what's leading to the demonization of trade.
Game expert Johnny Wilson says those thoughts are way too deep for most electronic game designers.
What you're looking for are striking visuals that have some kind of emotional impact that are going to pull people in.
The makers of State of Emergency declined to be interviewed at this time, but Wilson says both the New Jersey publisher Rockstar and the Scottish developer Viz are known for flashy, irreverent products with little intellectual content.
I don't think that they're really trying to make any serious statement about trade or embargoes or anything here. I think they're just taking, you know, the high-profile, spectacular, destructive nature of the event and using that to telegraph a concept of, you know, when mobs succumb to mob psychology, weird stuff happens. And guess what? You get to control the weird stuff that happens or try to stop the weird stuff that happens in this game.
State of Emergency is slated for release in October with a mature rating for violence. In Seattle, a small group of activists are planning a boycott. For NPR News, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle.